Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is May the 30th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Job, chapters 19 to 21, understanding the fate of the wicked people. We read in Job chapter 21 verses 27 to 30 like this. The words of Job: "Look, I know your thoughts and the schemes with which you would wrong me. For you say, where is the house of the prince? And where is the tent, the dwelling place of the wicked? Have you not asked those who travel the road? And do you not know their signs? For the wicked are reserved for the day of doom. They shall be brought out on the day of wrath." Bildad and Zophar tried to use logic to silence Job, and they reasoned that God blessed the righteous but made the wicked suffer on this earth. Job was suffering, and therefore Job was wicked. But Job questioned their basic premise. He had often seen the wicked enjoying great blessing, that is long life, many descendants, peace and safety, riches, success, and days filled with joy. Even when the wicked died, their death was often quick and easy. However, Job was struck at the heart of his friend's assumptions that the wicked are judged and the righteous are blessed on this earth. Looking at life objectively, this simply was not true. The problem of the book of Job is still unresolved. Why do righteous suffer? Job, however, has made some progress, and little glimmers of light have begun to shine through the dark enigma of his suffering. The preacher in the book of Ecclesiastes reviews the same problem and concludes that from all that a person can see, God must be indifferent. God's nature is to be patient and kind, but His promises of judgment are not false. Whatever the evidence may seem to be in one's limited historical experience, equally, God's promises of blessing for the righteous would be fulfilled one day. We must trust God's word rather than our own experience. And Job never discovers in his life why the righteous suffer. Job is perplexed concerning the wicked people, as they seem to live prosperously without God. And this was Job's greatest theological difficulty at this point. We can now better understand why the three friends were so hard on Job. They were afraid that trials may come to them as they did to Job. They protected themselves with a false theology that was born in the pit of hell. If we obey God, He will bless us and will protect us from suffering. Job detected their fear and refuted their reasoning, which made them angry. The three friends had a very shallow view of God and of faith and life, while Job penetrated the deep things of God. People who trust in a false theology are living a life of illusion that one day will vanish. There is actually no direct connection between one's outer prosperity and inner spirituality. God's people are numbered among all levels of society: rich, middle class, and poor. There are also unrighteous people who are rich, middle class, and poor. Ultimately, our personal faith and trust in God through Jesus Christ is what matters in our lives. As we read the words of Jude in verses 14 and 15 like this: "Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him."